Welcome to Geekopolis.
Hey, this geek up. Whoa, fuck up. Welcome to Geekopolis. This is Andy Tron 3000, and that's JP over there.
Hey,
There we go. We got it right.
Yeah, that's right.
We almost inverted and got a little crazy town.
Yeah, you started doing hey, I was going to get up and just smack you right in the face.
I stole it from you, dude.
No.
You can't have it. It's not yours. It's ours.
Fine. Hey, welcome to Geekopolis.
No!
Yeah, I just did that. Now, you want to throw a hey out there, or are you going to be fine with what you got?
Hey-ya!
Welcome to Geekopolis.
Hey-ya!
Welcome
hey-ya.
To Geekopolis! Welcome to Geekopolis!
Okay, we're going to restart from that. I apologize, America and Brazil. Only Brazil.
Well, it's because we only have listeners in Brazil.
Yeah, we're famous in fucking Brazil. It's crazy, dude.
We drop it like it's hot in Brazil.
There are so many hot Brazilian chicks that want to SRDs. It's redonk.
I don't know letters very well, but that sounds like fun.
Yeah. It's suck dicks. Suck our dicks.
Whoa.
Yeah. Dicks, they want to put our penises inside of their mouths. And then proceed to suck on them until fluid comes out of our penises, and then they will drink it like it's water.
That's a little strong. There are kids that listen to this show, dude.
There are no children that listen to this.
I know one.
Who?
I know one. I don't have to name names.
Are you in a relationship with a child right now?
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
What's his name?
Andrew.
How old is he?
30.
But he can pole dance like a motherfucker!
No, he can't.
No. Things I can't do. Pole dancing, okay?
That's it. That's the only thing
That's
you can't
it.
Do.
Number one. Only number one.
I think you could probably have a baby, but you can't.
I've given birth before.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go from that.
There's nowhere to go.
No, I got it.
You got a segue?
I gave birth to greatness, just like Warner Brothers gave birth to a great Green Lantern movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Harry Potter there for a second.
No, I was going to Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Let's get into our Green Lantern review.
This is it. This is the Green Lantern review.
Hi-ya!
Welcome to the core.
That was Ninja Chops.
That was Ninja Chops that he generated. With his power ring.
Yeah. That's how you do it. Green Lantern movie was great?
It was better than great. It was stupendous.
What the fuck? So, there's been a major, major thing going on with Green Lantern in the last week. All these reviews come pouring in on Rotten Tomatoes, across even fanboy sites, Ain't It Cool News, Joe Blow. Everybody is giving it fucking terrible reviews, saying this movie is Batman and Robin bad. Someone compared it to Catwoman and Jonah Hex, and I'm like, holy shit, I was so nervous. I'm like, I don't even want to see this movie, but I saw those trailers, and I slapped my hand for emphasis, because I saw the trailers with slap hand emphasis, and I was super impressed with the trailers. And then they get these bad reviews, and all of a sudden I'm ready to throw up because my geek dick is shriveling inside of me at that moment because I know I'm not going to see a great Green Lantern movie. And then me and JP go to the movie and end up jerking each other off and enjoying the shit out of it.
I don't remember the jerking each other off part. However,
oh,
you were sitting next to somebody else.
Oh,
it wasn't
oh
me.
No.
Yeah, you're sitting next to your brother and your brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
So,
Both of them. Does that make it incest or just cool as shit?
It depends on what country they're listening to this in.
Okay.
So, I completely agree. Saw the trailers. At first, I was actually, we talked about this. I was a little hesitant on the trailers.
Mm-hmm. The WonderCon trailer is what I was referring to.
Yes. And then as they released a few more bits, and even what they released in the theaters as the buildup was going on, were badass trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Then all these reviews come through our negative review source, which 90% of the time is Erdor from Erdor's Castle.
Yes.
And I was like, don't fucking say anything. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear. about it. I just want to go judge a movie for myself.
Yes.
I had some friends who were fortunate enough to go to the midnight show, and they came back and they said with one or two small discrepancies, they loved it.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I went into it thinking that this was going to be a shit pile.
So, no, and actually, I want to thank some of our listeners for putting that up on Facebook, because it was some of the few and fine folks to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, yeah, there was one that got one of my friends on Facebook did say it was a good movie, and I was like, and this guy has good taste, and I was like, interesting. So, we went in there, and we sat down, a little hesitant, but optimistic, but at the same time, scared shitless. I think I was shaking in my boots, because just like every fucking fanboy that's ever lived, dreamed of a Green Lantern movie, a live-action Green Lantern, seeing the Green Lantern Corps, seeing Oa, seeing it done right, seeing Green Lantern, how Jordan manifests things out of his mind and then come to reality, and
seeing the best villain of all time, Hector Hammond, on screen,
okay,
with his baldness.
Really? Yeah. So if there was... we're going to go positive first, then we'll touch on the negatives. We'll touch on the negatives.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
We'll get there. Peter Sarsgaard, you can't fucking... You suck dick.
You can scream like a bitch.
Man, you can scream!
But yeah, it was everything that, you know, growing up that we talked about. Like, wouldn't it be so cool to see this? The technology wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the technology's here. Like, oh, they better not fuck it up. I was actually more worried about seeing it in 3D than I was anything else.
3D totally worked for me.
And it was okay. I still have a problem with 3D because I have to wear glasses over glasses.
Yeah, double glass.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it still was well worth it. I mean,
I am going to say, so we saw Thor, and you heard me like rant and rave about Thor. I would actually say that if given the choice between seeing Thor again and seeing Green Lantern, I'll watch Green Lantern again. Like, I actually enjoyed Green Lantern more. Thor had something like an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes at the end of the day. Green Lantern right now has like a 20. I don't know what the fuck movie they're seeing.
I don't know either. I would rather see Green Lantern three times than Thor again. I mean,
wow.
Green Lantern really was awesome, but give me some time to take in the movies, take in Blake Lively.
Holy shit, I want to get inside of Blake Lively.
And
no, hold on, let's talk, and let's just think of different things we could do to Blake Lively for a few minutes while I get this boner going.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
Okay, she's gorgeous, she's blonde, she's very petite, but has nice, supple breasts. I mean, I'm thinking, here's what I would want to do,
okay,
right? I want her to maybe come over here.
Wait a second. You have to do this as Green Lantern, so that way you can create cool shit with your ring.
Sex swing. Fuck it, right? And then we're just going nuts. You know what I mean? And then when I come, I imagine 30 other dicks going to come all over her, cover in Green Lantern jizz.
So what actually happens is you kill her with energy jizz from these 30 other dicks.
Yes. Part of my fantasy is snuff.
Well,
it's a problem.
Thanks for saving her for a round with me, you motherfucker.
Dude, you get to fuck a dead corpse of Blake Lively. Enjoy that.
No.
Wait, and you just agreed to sloppy seconds. Number one, you're nasty, bro.
If I have a power ring, I can clean that shit out like nobody's
That's not
place.
How power rings work.
If I can imagine it, it happens.
The one weakness of the Green Lantern ring isn't yellow. It's fucking jizz.
Then your whole thing just falls apart.
No.
Yeah.
The Green Lantern ring can shoot Green Lantern jizz, you know what I mean? Energy jizz.
I think that's a paradox.
Oh shit, does it open a black hole?
Yeah, and then you got sucked in along with her, so
I just want to pee in Blake Lively's butt.
Why didn't you just say that?
I want to pee in Blake Lively's butt.
Okay.
I want her to get upside down, put her butt in the air, spread her cheeks out, and then let me pee inside of her butt.
We're also going to be submitting this episode to Hustler, apparently.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
Now you're going to go through your random fantasy while I jerk this off.
I mean, she'd be nice to go have a nice sit-down dinner
with. That sounds nice.
Have some bruschetta.
Yes. Beautiful.
Maybe some wine.
Oh, that's classy, dude.
I know. I'd be wearing my jeans that have the sweet holes in them and patches.
And she'd love it.
All the chicks dig that.
Uh-huh.
And we'd talk for a little while.
Yeah.
And if I'm lucky, I'd get her number. And if I got her number, then maybe I'd call her.
Oh,
maybe
cool.
She'd give me a little peck on the cheek.
That sounds like such a good time. Is this before or after I make her hold open her butthole when I pee in it?
Probably before, because afterwards, she probably wouldn't want to be seen in public for a while.
Yeah, she just want to hang out with you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If I was able to understand why that happened. Which I would be, because, I mean, uh-huh. It's you. I don't know.
Sounds like a good time. Anyway, Green Lantern movie!
Yes!
Back to it. I'm sorry for that sidetrack. See, here's the thing. Everyone says that we talk about too much dicks, and so we just talked about girls' buttholes there for a few minutes. So shut the fuck up, haters.
Yeah, and I didn't even say anything about a dick in my little rant.
Yeah, I only mentioned about 40 dicks in my rant, but that wasn't a lot for what I normally do.
Probably more than that if you multiply the 30 dicks that you mentioned each time you mentioned it. If you
break that right. In,
hundreds of dicks were mentioned in your section.
Yeah.
You're However.
Right. You're right. Fuck.
So, Green Lantern.
Okay.
From start to finish, was a very solid film.
Holy shit, was it good.
I mean, the background with Hal Jordan and how they built that up was fantastic.
Little Top Gunny.
A little, but, you know, that's a more modern Hal Jordan. They couldn't go back to and film, make the movie in the 1950s.
Yeah.
You know, so that worked out, I thought, very well. It showed the type of character that he had and mm-hmm. what he would do to get the job done. So I liked that. Now, Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan, remember, it's not, it can't be Hal Jordan from the comics, because modern Hal Jordan, there's just too much continuity bullshit to have to cut through to get done. Plus, he has all his memories from, like, you know, the Cold War, so that's not going to work out. But Ryan Reynolds was a new, kind of modern, remade Hal Jordan. I thought he did it very well. I liked his... He wasn't super Ryan Reynolds normal, quippy, like, every 3 seconds he had to, like, make a fucking joke and, you know, crack on the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, he had those moments.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
He did a great job. I mean, you bought it. He had, you know, he's always had the superhero physique. It's nice to see him utilized in a way to make him an effective, believable superhero. Other than what happened in X-Men Origins, Wolverine, the tragedy of awfulness.
We're not talking about that,
Deadpool.
Andy.
Anyway.
We're moving on.
Anyway, what worked in the Green Lantern movie? Ryan Reynolds, great. Oa, amazing. Abin Sur was awesome. Sinestro, great. Tomar Ree, great. Kilowog, great. The Guardians was fucking amazing. The stuff that Hal Jordan made with his mind made sense with what Hal Jordan would be. You know what I mean? Test pilot, cars, all that stuff. It was really cool. I mean, Parallax, honestly, that was like a big change from the continuity of the comic book, but I fucking loved it, dude.
I thought it worked. I thought it worked. I thought taking the idea that it was a fallen guardian who went and did this was fucking fantastic. Like, it was great. I didn't need Hal Jordan to be Parallax. I didn't need, you know, 17 different Green Lantern cores to come in there and be what they were going to be. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, really cool. But Oa, because I'm going to go back to Oa.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, you really liked the landscaping, the architecture, everything they did with Oa. And I was thinking, you know, prepping for the podcast, because we spend hours prepping for these.
Hours and hours. It's ridiculous.
If not more. If yeah. not more time. We Days. Probably spent 2 months preparing for this podcast.
Absolutely.
We crammed it into a 48-hour time yeah. span.
But you think that fucking Blake Lively peanut butt joke just comes out of nowhere?
No.
That's from years ago.
Scripted. What I really, going back at some of the details, it's all about details. Tomar Ree.
Yeah.
When he's flying through the air, he's moving like a fish.
Yeah.
Like, Hal Jordan just flies. Tomar Ree's entire body is moving, and, you know, they mention that his home world, or not his home world, that he is closely designed around, you know, fish. And I'm just like, damn, that's really good detail.
The deets were legit.
All the deets were legit.
Yeah, totes legit.
The only details I didn't appreciate through the whole movie, the flamethrower shot out yellow flame.
Yeah.
That's not how it works with the power ring.
Yeah.
The Gatling gun produced normal-looking bullets, not green energy bullets. Not how it works with the power ring.
Yeah.
I don't remember at the end, at the anti-aircraft gun, if that actually was firing off green energy or regular bullets. Green energy, that is the way a power ring works.
Mm-hmm.
Not green energy, not the way a power ring works.
Yeah. No, I see where you're coming from. And that honestly was a little weird to see him shoot flame out of the flamethrower that wasn't green. Because it was like, where's that coming from? Like,
yes.
Is he imagining gas at the same time? That, you know, like green. Interesting concept right there.
cannot produce.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's a big slap to the face of the continuity and the power of the ring.
Yeah.
So I didn't like that.
Fair enough.
Didn't get it all.
Okay. All right. Things I didn't like. I wasn't super keen on Mr. Hector Hammond.
I don't know why. He was amazing.
He did some great screaming.
He was the most amazing male screamer of our age.
Yeah. The best. But he found a little added on, a little tacked in. What they did with the comic book character, what they brought it down to. I mean, it's a much more subdued version.
Yeah.
But
you know what? He killed Tim Robbins.
Okay.
And
Shawshank!
You know, he's done. Yeah. And I know that we talk like, Tim Robbins looks more like his brother than his dad.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's because in the divorce, Tim Robbins gave all his wrinkles to Susan Sarandon.
She has a ton, dude.
Yeah. And her vagina.
Ooh, I wonder what Susan Sarandon's vagina looks like right now.
I don't. She has all Tim Robbins' wrinkles down there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So it's like a bunched up curtain.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a wadded up
piece of paper.
Mmm.
And not one that you wad down into a big, tight ball, like just a big loose.
I was going to say it was like taking a pound of pastrami from a New York deli, wadding it into a ball and stomping on it for a couple fucking hours, and then covering it in pig's blood, and then you pick that up, and that's kind of what Susan Sarandon's vagina probably looks like.
That's probably very close.
That's how I vision it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see it in my mind, dude, and it's hot, bro.
Well, I'd like you to keep your pants on for one podcast.
Think about it for a minute.
No.
I want to eat that shit.
I don't want a tumor in my brain.
Just thinking about Susan Sarandon's vagina gives you a brain tumor.
Yes.
Poor Tim Robbins.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
He had his face down there. No wonder it's wrinkle-free.
Oh, stupid sauce. Okay.
But yeah, Tim Robbins' part was kind of like, I'm just Tim Robbins. I want a bit part in a big franchise type movie. But he's fucking dead, and I enjoyed that.
You know what, man? I just really fucking enjoyed this movie so much. I feel like I'm missing something. Like, I didn't see the terrible part that they were talking about. Because everything worked for me. Everything was cool as shit. The action was awesome. There's a giant space battle at the end, which was fucking cool as shit.
Now, like all superhero movies, with the exception of another film we're probably going to talk about a little bit later, X-Men First Class, really, in most superhero movies, the final battle was really kind of anticlimactic. Yeah. You look at how this final battle went down, and it was maybe a 7-minute sequence, if that.
Yeah, it could have been longer. No, I'm going to agree to that.
And that's something on the whole that I think is a problem with a lot of comic book movies, is that you have this huge build-up, and then, hey, we won.
Yeah.
What?
No, I mean, I see what you're saying, but it was epic. It was epic. It just wasn't long enough. They could have probably added, you know, more. I would have loved to see more minutes of Parallax versus Hal on Earth and Hal trying to stop Parallax from killing more and more people.
Exactly.
He saves, like, one woman and then realizes that he's going to get fucked and then gets the hell off of the planet. I'd like to see him have saved hundreds, if not thousands, of people in different situations.
Yeah, or seen the battle with the Sinestro Squadron of Green Lanterns go out there and do a little bit more than throw some chains down and then lose.
Well, I think what happens is Sinestro's the only one that returns. And I think Sinestro makes a deal with Parallax. I think we're going to find that out in the second movie.
You think so?
And that's how to get the yellow power ring. To use that. I think he honestly did. I think that's what the implication was.
I don't think so. I think he ran because he was afraid.
Maybe.
And that is, you know,
He had fear for the first time.
Yep. And something more along those lines, because Parallax is dead now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the plan wasn't to have Hal Jordan defeat Parallax. The plan was for Parallax and you know, Sinestro to work together in my world mind.
That's a fucked up place.
It's fucking
cool. As everyone who listens to this knows.
Yeah, it's a cool place, dude. It's got Susan Sarandon wrote beef curtains with Blake Lively and Boho all open. It's cool as shit.
You say so, man.
You should try it.
So, anything else to say about Green Lantern?
I actually want to talk about the summation. Let's give it a rating.
Okay, okay.
Okay, did we do dicks last time? What do we rate shit by?
You're a star guy, I think.
I think I did out of 10.
Yeah, you're
good. I gave Thor an 8.
I thought you gave it a 7.5.
7.5 to 8.
Something
I think,
that.
Around there. And I will give Green Lantern an 8.5 to an 8. Somewhere around there. So it's better than Thor, slightly better than Thor, I think. It was good. I mean, it was good. I really enjoyed Thor, so I fucking enjoy Green Lantern a lot.
I use a 5 scale as opposed to a 10 scale.
Okay.
And this week, I think I'm going to use Walruses.
Good.
I'm going to give it a 4.25 Walruses.
Holy shit. That's a lot of Walruses.
Yeah.
Which is the equivalent of an 8.5, by the way.
Yeah.
Dick.
Like that?
Yeah.
Only mine's with Walruses. And by the way, all the Walruses do have ivory tusks.
Hmm. That's interesting. I would go maybe one without an ivory tusk. He's got one missing ivory tusk. He got stolen.
No.
Okay. They're going to go all fucking ivory tusks. That's a lot of tusks.
I know.
Craziness.
Yeah.
So now we talked about Green Lantern. Let's get into X-Men First Class.
Yeah, let's touch on that.
Let's talk about it, because it got rave reviews.
It did.
I
thought the movie was going to be complete fucking shit. Up to that point, I'd pretty much given up on the X franchise completely.
Yeah.
Again, there were still a lot of things in it that I was like, tweaks with the canon a little bit, don't know that I like it. A
lot
it.
Of canon tweaks.
Overall, the movie was ab fab.
See, you're going to go ab fab? We're going to disagree for the first time one of our movie reviews. Ooh, ooh. I would go, okay.
Well, I'm giving it the ab fab based off of how much I thought it was going to suck.
Which, by the way, ab fab was a good-ass show.
Yes, it was.
Oh my god, I miss it. Rest in peace. He's not dead.
Oh. Well, too bad Comedy Central stopped showing quality television like that.
Daily Show, still on. Still awesome.
Yeah, that's about it.
John Benjamin Has a Van's crazy.
I don't watch
Workaholics
TV,
is good.
Don't watch TV.
Okay, fine.
I watch movies.
Anyway.
Okay. So the characters in the movie, Alex Summers, Beast, Professor X, Moira McTaggart, name some people off here. You have the Angel chick. You have Sebastian Shaw, Riptide.
Wait, hold on. You want to talk about fucking pulling me out of a goddamn movie? Why don't you add a guy in with Fabio fucking hair in a suit that shoots tornadoes out of his hands?
And doesn't say anything, and his name is never referred to.
Never talked to, never says anything, never really does anything. I mean, he's just used as a plot device. And I honestly, you can't tell me that he was a part of the motherfucking goddamn Hellfire Club ever.
He was never a member of the Hellfire Club. I believe he was a member of the Marauders, a group created by Mr. Sinister to hunt and kill the Morlocks. And his power sucked just as much in the comics as it did on screen.
Just a generic shit-ass motherfucker.
Storm.
Yeah, he's a half-ass Storm.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what? That took me out of it. Because he honestly was like their main weapon. Oddly enough. The Hellfire Club had no fucking defense, external defense, outside of him. Which sucked. And he was such a fucking joke.
Yeah, he was.
So I'm so angry about
that. So you had him, you had White Queen.
Yeah, who was great.
You had, what was it? Wasn't Belasco. What was that dude's name, the red dude?
Oh, Azazel.
Azazel. You had Azazel. You had Magneto. I think I said Xavier, but Xavier. Banshee, I think I forgot. And Mystique.
Yeah.
I think that's all the characters. And, they did all right.
Sound so unenthused about this, dude.
Do I?
Yeah. You can barely even remember all of the characters, number one. And number two, you don't seem to give a fuck about them. That lets me know that you maybe enjoyed the movie not as much as you're saying, or not as much as you think you did.
Maybe not. You could be correct, sir.
See,
the one thing I did enjoy was the opening scene with the chick who played Moira McTaggart, like, getting down to, like, the bra and the panties and then the leg stockings.
Beautiful stuff.
I could look at her all day.
Nice. 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 Very nice.
Maybe that's all I really think about when I'm talking about... I'm thinking about that and just trying to remember the other stuff.
Yeah, January Jones' White Queen was fucking nice.
I disagree.
You disagree.
I didn't think she was that attractive at all.
Oh, my God. I wanted to make her the White Queen, you know what I mean?
I think everyone knows what you mean.
I was talking about semen.
Oh, God. Yeah, you were.
Did you know that?
What?
You did know it?
I did.
Okay.
But, yeah, she didn't do anything for me.
My semen. Like, not anyone else. My semen. Like, I was talking about me jizzing on her or inside of her, whatever, and then she would be the white. Did you get it? The white queen.
I got it.
Because she's a woman,
right? So that, and then she's like the leader woman.
Yeah, so she's like a queen, but white, like from my semen, like my and semen. You know, jizz is white typically.
I think,
my jizz, like not anyone else's, my jizz inside of January Jones.
And that's where your problem is, because from what you've said in the past and what you've forced your friends to look at, your semen is actually a moldy green color.
Yeah, like Green Lantern jizz.
Yeah, but that then she's not the White Queen. She is the Green Queen.
Oh, no. She's the Green Goblin now. I just came on the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So think about that. Norman Osborn.
Willem Dafoe.
Nom, 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 nom. Right down on your nose, please. with those thick lizard-like lips.
He's just running like he did a platoon. just raining. How did you turn me and January Jones into me and Willem Dafoe?
That's my superpower. To take whatever joy you have in life, twist
God,
it,
you.
And fuck it up.
God damn it.
So X-Men First Class, the Cold War thing was nice. I thought the characters...
Now, fuck all of that. Fuck everything you just said. The only great thing in this movie was Magneto Nazi hunting after World War II.
Okay, Magneto, the guy who played Magneto, and I don't do names.
Michael Fassbender.
There you go. He stole the show.
Holy shit, did he steal the show.
If they would have put anybody else in there as Magneto, and it would have been horrible.
More like Crap-Neto.
Yeah, same difference. And, Crap.
Poop-Nato?
Poop-Nato.
Okay, he'd be poop. Oh, no, that's the other guy. He shot Poop-Natos out.
That's right, that was,
Riptide.
Oh, God. But yeah, if you haven't seen it, I mean, if it's still in the theater, you might be able to go see it somewhere for $5. Do yourself a favor.
It's worth $5. I mean, it's all right. You know, there's a lot of extraneous bullshit and a lot of stuff that I just could care less about. And I don't understand why it was getting such good reviews. They blow the Cuban Missile Crisis down to, like...
Killing mutants.
Yeah, to killing mutants and, like, two generals who are like... Oh, I guess we gotta shoot these missiles at each other.
What other choice do we have?
It's not like we have control of our own actions.
You know, though, a movie that's totally worth $5, especially if you go to see it at AMC before noon. That's a plug right there.
A little tip.
Was Super 8.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Are we going to interrupt our X-Men First Class review to talk about Super 8?
We're pretty much done with X-Men First Class.
We gotta rate it. Okay, before we fucking get to Super 8, let's rate X-Men First Class. Do your Walrus rating.
With X-Men First Class, I think the rating system I'm going to use is going to be 5.
Okay.
I'm gonna rate it with Club Baby Seals.
Of course. Wait, are they dead or are they dying? Or?
They're in the course of being clubbed.
Okay, so it's the action of clubbing.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to give it... 3.
3 clubs?
No. Thinking about it, 2.5.
Oh my God. So you started out, you said AFAB, but now after more discussion and Willem Dafoe, you're down to 2.5 dead baby seal clubbings.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. See, that's actually lower, because that's out of my scale, that would be a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
On my scale, I'm going to go 6.5, 7.
That's because you're a fucking idiot.
Why?
But we're okay with that.
Just to see Magneto do the Nazi shit was nice.
It was worth a 5.
Some of the action was good. And seeing Professor X young with Mystique was pretty cool.
Yeah, but seeing Professor X not bald, lame.
Yeah.
Whoa. That was horrible.
Kevin Bacon.
The hit and miss. Seeing Mystique be his sister instead of the Juggernaut as his brother growing up. lame.
They basically just fucking ruined X-Men continuity in the movies.
Yeah, they
found a way to just fucking say, all these weird family ties just don't make any goddamn sense. Enjoy.
Best part, though, of the movie, even more than Magneto, before we get into Super 8, Hugh Jackman's cameo as Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
That was the best.
I mean, I'll watch X-Men First Class again. I don't want to watch X-Men Last Stand ever. But I'll watch X-Men First Class again. But it's not something I'm gonna watch once a month or something. It's something. It would be a rare watch.
Be like it comes on TV and you're like, yeah, I can watch that.
I'll pop Green Lantern in whenever the fuck I feel like it, because that's a good ass fucking time. It's just crazy to think the difference in the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. And to think how we came out entirely different than them. And it's not like we're trying to be difficult or we're trying to, like, buck the system. Because if we think a fucking movie sucks, we will fucking tell you.
We have no problems not lying.
Yeah. So, it's just, like, it's just interesting. I feel like critics, what they do is it becomes a lemming race. So, they'll see that some of the top big dogs are coming out giving shit-ass reviews to Green Lantern. And then they go see it. And then they're primed for the shit. So they're looking for terrible things. And then they're thinking about how to write their terrible review. And so it became like, who could write the worst review of Green Lantern? Who could say it was the worst?
Well, you know what? It's not us.
It's not us.
We're not going to write the worst review of Green Lantern.
Well, we're not in the fucking system. We're just fucking two assholes sitting in a basement touching each other's dicks while we talk on a fucking podcast.
My dick's not being touched right now.
Well, I'm touching my dick and someone else's dick, so I don't know who else.
I was just making it clear. That's all I was saying.
Who is the third person in this room right now?
You don't want to know.
Oh, God.
You already said it. Said his name, and there's 7 degrees they have to do to get to him.
7 degrees of Chevy Chase?
Dude, if you were touching Chevy Chase's dick, I wouldn't even be here.
Bill Maher.
I would probably be here talking with Bill Maher if you were touching his dick, but that's not right.
Okay, I think you get the pick.
Yeah.
I think you get the pick that Kevin Bacon's here and I'm touching his dick. And now it's time to talk about Super 8, or as I like to call it, Super Great.
Oh, man, that was beautiful. I don't think anyone else has used that yet.
Nope, not once.
And this is one of those situations where, like you just said, if sometimes the critics are wrong, sometimes they're right. They were fucking right about
Super 8. Yeah, they were totes right on this one.
Super 8 is an A.
I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So the kids are great. The story's fun. The special effects are amazing. But I want to call out this little motherfucking baby Fanning girl, Dakota Fanning's little sister, little Fanning, whatever her fucking name is so good in this movie. I'm kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
What is that? The girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Craziness. Yeah. She's great.
Yeah, she's the one who has all the acting talent in the movie.
Yeah.
Her and probably the dad. The main Friday Night character's Lights. Dad, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
They have all the acting chops in the movie. But, you know, for me, and I've said this to everyone I've talked to the movie about, the alien is so superficial and unimportant to me in the movie. I mean, it's probably really 10% of the plot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about the kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Stand By Me meets E.T.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is what it
With
is.
With a little bit of Goonies. Come on.
There is a little bit of Goonies.
Are you the one that gets angry every time I say it's Goonies meets E.T.?
I get angry every time I hear E.T.
Which is a great movie.
Fuck you.
Okay.
If you may be wondering, I fucking hate E.T.
Which makes you an idiot.
Possibly, but I'm willing to accept that. The story of the kids, I mean, it's like you can imagine yourself being one of these kids and growing up and doing your own little bullshit adventures that you had with your friends, and it was amazing. Took place in Ohio.
Yeah.
Another bonus, go Ohio. And I can't say enough about it. I'm looking forward to buying Super 8 and watching it at home.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought everything worked. Everything, the setting was interesting to me. It was set in like 1979.
No, it wasn't. It was actually set in like 1980, 1981.
1979, I believe, was the year.
Was the year that his mom died, but they fast forward through time. That was set in the winter of 79 when she died. And then it said like 6 months or 4 months later. So it actually, the main bit of the movie was in 1980.
I believe it was in 1979.
You're going to be wrong.
You were wrong.
No.
You're wrong.
No.
You're so fucking wrong at this you don't even know.
No, I'm not.
You're dead wrong.
No.
In fact, you're so wrong that we need to make a bet about this.
Okay.
What are we going to bet?
We're going to bet a coffee.
Firstborn child.
Okay.
Yeah, each one. Whoever wins gets the other kid's kid.
Okay.
Not even your children. They're your children's children. So you be your first grandkid. We get it. I get to do whatever I want with.
There might be some people who have other things to say about that.
Well, doesn't matter. You got to make that decision right now. Nope. Is it worth it? Is it worth it to you? Then we're not doing this bet. Fuck this bet.
Okay.
I only bet for keeps, bro.
So 1980 is when this happens.
Fine. 79.
Something in there.
Yep.
And it's beautiful.
Good movie. I don't really have anything else to say. It was exactly what you think it is in the trailer.
And it's something that we can't, at least I can't be like, it's going to be like this for you. Because for me, I connected with the characters. And I could see, like I said, you know, doing those things as a kid and having those sorts of little adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go see it and you can't connect that way because your childhood sucked or maybe you're being molested by a priest or, you know, something along those lines.
Your neighbor named Brian who was a 300-pound...
Go ahead.
Irish guy who really... He would call me over on the weekends.
Yeah?
And we would...
Tell us about it, Andy.
Hold on. He had a Nintendo, and we would play Skate or Die. And the first one to lose...
Yes?
I can't even say it.
Did you always lose?
I always lost. He was so good. The game was hard as shit.
Skate or Die was hard as shit.
Oh my God, it was so hard.
What happened when you lost?
I'm talking about his dick when I said it was so hard. Because his dick was hard. He had a hard penis.
Hmm.
Especially for a man.
For an 8-year-old. 300 pounds.
Yeah.
8-year-old, his house, you went over to play skate.
Yeah, did I tell you he was 8?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
He was so fat he couldn't fight back, could he?
No. I raped him so good. I raped him until he bled. It was beautiful.
And you're raping him with your mouth.
Yeah. It was the most beautiful thing that's ever happened.
What happened to Brian?
I murdered him.
Yeah, right.
He lives in Saskatchewan right now.
Like, you could murder anyone.
No, I don't know how to murder.
The only thing you can murder is a fucking cheeseburger.
All right, we have got to the point now where we need to talk about something. That this is real serious. This is going to take up all of our special segments because this is a special news bulletin. DC Comics. Redo.
Retarded.
There you go. Holy fucking shit, DC. So if you remember some of our old podcasts, we talked about how it's really hard to jump on these comic books because they're on issue 7,000 with all this continuity. And so I think they heard us. They're like, here, we hear what you're saying. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to restart all of our comic books and make them fucking dumb. And we're like, we missed the part where we said we needed to say that they were dumb.
Yeah. So Jim Lee, executive creative director of DC.
Holy shit, has, Jim Lee.
Really, really fucked up.
Holy shit, Jim Lee.
You can
Holy
still draw shit. Like a motherfucker, Jim Lee. Don't get us wrong.
Oh, we love your drawings, but everything else you've done has been shit. When he redesigned Wonder Woman's costume last year, I thought it was a joke. I laughed.
No, she's like wearing it.
Yeah, I can't even believe it. Well, what he's done now is convince DC to restart all their comics and then do redesigns on some of the costumes.
Yeah.
So Superman now has 3 costumes. Batman's only been doing Batman stuff for 4 years, so he's like a young baby. The Teen Titans are like a fuck... I don't know what the fuck Rob Liefeld designed them, and it's the worst goddamn thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right there is the biggest problem. Is he's like, you know what? This has actually been a flagship book for a number of years. It's a great mix. It gets new readers. It has a lot of old readers. We need to bring someone in who can really do something with this book. Rob Liefeld.
Of course, Rob Liefeld. He's one of the best. Remember Youngblood? That was a great comic, man.
Yeah, when I was 9.
Bedrock, Shaft. I mean, those guys, those are the only two fucking characters I can remember.
Right, The Thing and Hawkeye.
I think I might have been Bad Rock, not Bedrock.
Ooh, Bad Rock. That would have been even better. I don't think
it was Bad Rock.
There was like Ripclaw, but he was...
No, that was in Cyberforce.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Grifter was one.
That was in Wildcats with Jim Lee.
Yeah,
keep naming that. People.
That's really
fun. The reason we're naming these people is because it's important because they're now in the DC universe. Wildstorm has been integrated into the DC universe. So what that brings out is the Authority is now part of the DC universe. The Authority was made to ridicule the fucking Justice League as a joke,
and not just ridicule them as far as the character
satire,
designs.
But in a great way.
Yes, but they told some really fantastic stories. Mm-hmm. And now Martian Manhunter's on the team.
What? See what I'm saying? It's a fucking joke, DC. What the fuck have you done? You are the kings of fucking comics. You have the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Bronze Age. These comics were great. There's something innate about these characters. The reason they've existed for 70 fucking 100 million years is because they're fantastic. You don't fuck with them. You don't come at them and change everything that's been great about them and make them fucking part of the Authority or make them look like goddamn Wildstorm cartoon fucking assholes from the goddamn 90s. I can't even talk right now. I'm so angry. Fucking shit. Fuck.
I have no problems with them going in and doing a continuity change. I think every once in a while, I mean, you got to get with the times. And them starting from...
You mean Infinity Crisis or do you mean Zero Hour?
Neither one of those.
Because they've already done this twice in the last 20
years.
Right,
but they tried to tie it into normal continuity. If they're just going from ground up, giving this a whirl, okay. You know, what do they have to lose?
Everything.
They've already fucked it up, so what's the big deal? Oh, so the worst case scenario is they go and they do this for a year, and then they're like, this was just a magical spell cast, and now everything goes back to the way it was before.
That's probably what they're going to do.
You know,
it looks bad.
They can errata it however they want. But if it works, and it works well, then, you know, believe for them.
They wanted to make...
But, okay?
Go. I'm sorry.
The number one thing I can't abide by is they changed the most perfect costume on a superhero that's ever been done.
Yes.
And that's Superman.
Yes.
You do not fuck with Superman's costume.
Not even in the slightest.
You do not touch it. It's been perfect since its inception. It's only gotten better with the mild changes they've done to it. And when Jim Lee, a couple years ago, did the Superman storyline that he did, that picture of fucking Superman standing, looking over Metropolis, his cape blowing behind him, that was the perfect fucking Superman.
Yes.
Now, Superman has taken a kryptonite dildo up his fucking butthole. Beep, beep. And Jim Lee's the one responsible for putting it there.
Craziness. What he did, so what happens, Superman now has 3 costumes. One of those costumes is jeans and a t-shirt.
He's the working man.
Oh.
It's Action Comics.
Oh. The other one has some weird, like, armor padding. And then the other one has, like, a giant 70s disco collar.
Well, obviously Superman needs armor padding.
But he's not that tough. He needs some protection.
And again, it's like, I don't know how they're doing Superman, if he's going to be amped up to the power level that he has right now, or if they're going to be like, you know what, we need to take him down a little bit. And
so here's the problem. Here's what DC is dealing with. They have tried to change Superman's costume a dozen times in the last fucking 20 years. And they keep going back to it. And the reason being is the books, Superman books don't sell. So they need to do something to vary it up. They do it. They just outrage the fans that do read it, and then they're going back and dealing with their low sales. I say to them, how about you condense all the Superman comics down into one or two comics, and then get some real fucking writers in there to write interesting stories. Because to me, the best Superman story I've read in the forever was in Astro City for the Samaritan. When the Samaritan works so fucking hard, he never gets to fly and enjoy his life, enjoy his powers. So when he falls asleep and dreams, he dreams of flying free and open. Rarely gets to do that, that it's just always about helping other people. He never gets to enjoy the moment in his life at all. That's the best Superman story I've read, and it wasn't even fucking Superman.
The Astro City is a whole nother level of... That's an adult comic. I mean, really, yeah. Astro City is just a fantastic... series. Kurt Busiek does not get enough credit for the work he's done on that. I mean, that's hands down the God's truth right there. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't need 15 Batman books. I don't need 126 X-Men books. I don't need 5 Superman books. I want 1 or 2 Superman books, 1 or 2 Batman books. You have maybe 1 or 2 group books, and that's it.
How about what they do is they tell a confined story about every 10 issues, maybe a year, maybe a couple years, and then just kind of like go back. We all know what Batman is. Batman is Bruce Wayne, why he became Bruce Wayne, how is Batman, how he has Robin sometimes, maybe he does it in this, and just tell a story. Do like the Long Halloween, Black and White, The Killing Joke, because those are fucking great. Those are Batman books I own and will read ad nauseum. I love them, but I'm not going to go pick out Batman... issue 522 and read him maybe facing Clayface for the 700th time. Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares?
Somebody in their mom's basement does.
So tell an interesting story, like the Samaritan story I talked about.
DC has some of the most excellent properties in their stories, the Elseworlds. I'm all about the Elseworlds. I mean, yeah. Superman's Red Son.
Yes.
Was an amazing story.
Great story.
Oh, it was like 4 issues long.
Matt Wagner's The Trinity was awesome. That was Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman. Greatness.
Yep. And so...
I wouldn't say greatness. That's not true. I would say it was 10 times better than anything you're going to read in a standard issue.
Yes.
But it doesn't come anywhere close to...
No, it's a standalone story. And, you know, they do. They need to get not just excellent writers, but also good artists. Because nothing pisses me off more than going and purchasing a comic book, looking at the cover art and thinking, this is going to be fantastic. Seeing somebody like Art Adams, who I absolutely love, did the cover for this book, open it up, and then Frankie John Jerkoff did all the other art inside, and it looks like something I would fucking draw with a goddamn crayon.
You know, the Justice League stories that always interest me, whenever Alex Ross or Brian Hitch, you know, were drawing them, you immediately are intrigued by them. And that's another thing. The Justice League, you know, they do so many things. They're like, oh, here's Justice League Europe. Here's fucking third Justice League, fourth Justice League team, just like Marvel does with X-Men. And I was going to say, Marvel did this with the Ultimates line, and they had a really condensed, really simple narrative at first. And then after about two years, it got out of control bad. And it became droppable. You didn't have to pay attention to it. DC is going to do the same thing, but they're starting on a much, much worse front. Like, the Ultimates started fantastic and got bad, and now they're starting in a shit place with Rob Liefeld as your motherfucking lead.
The artwork I saw, and that's been out, I think one of the sites that has a lot of the images is Topless Robot, is, for the JLA, is fucking wretched.
They all look like 12-year-olds or something. It's like they're trying to make it look really young.
I don't understand it.
The Justice League is the pantheon. The Justice League is the motherfucking gods. They are the gods of the DC universe. These people are in a tier you can't imagine. They're older. They're more mature. They've been through it. They can never be afraid. They've seen terrible things and stood them down. That's the point. So the Justice League, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, they are gods. They are on a level so much higher than any other superhero, they shouldn't look like 20-year-old kids running around drinking Frappuccinos.
Yeah. Like some people I record a podcast with.
Yeah, like I'm drinking this coffee right now. And it's not a Frappuccino, it's a cappuccino, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which, by the way, so JP drove me through a fucking drive-thru at Tim Hortons to get this shitty-ass cappuccino because I needed my caffeine fix. And there were old people just standing in the motherfucking drive-thru. And they wouldn't move. They're like, we're having our conversation. We don't have to move for nobody. They can go around us. When they're standing right in front of the talkie box, I almost got out and started stabbing old people to death. It was close.
It was.
In fact, let's go back and see if they're still there, because I want to fuck those old people up, dude.
Okay.
I want to murder them.
We'll just go to a nursing home.
Let's go murder some old people.
No.
Come on.
You'll kill your first person and then weep and probably shit and piss yourself.
That's what I'm talking about. It'll be fun. You in?
I'll drive you.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right, let's end this thing.
Don't you say something first and then I say
something. I said something. I gotta go kill these old people. Let's go.
Well, thanks for listening to Geekopolis. For all the stuff you can find on the internet, we talk about it, but you could go look it up somewhere else.
Hammer. Or a knife. What do you think?
I'd probably go with a ball peen hammer.
Let's go. I gotta go get it.
Don't forget the tarps.